New England Patriots select Willie McGinnis, linebacker.
USC's Willie McGinnis became the very first player chosen by the New England Patriots under new owner Robert Kraft. For the next 12 years, when opposing offensive coordinators were planning for the Pats, the elephant in the room was always the 6'5", 270-pound hybrid who earned Patriots all-decade honors at two positions, defensive end and outside linebacker, while helping to propel the Pats to the franchise's first three Super Bowl titles.
6'5", I mean 265, however big he was, still able to take that hand off the ground and play outside linebacker and now drop into coverage and still be athletic enough to not only get away with it but do a good job. I think that's what I was always impressed about Willie. Can he play down or can he play up? This is a guy that did it both ways. You could just put him wherever you wanted to in terms of that 4-3 scheme or that 3-4 scheme and then not have any doubt that it was going to get done well.
A two-time Pro Bowler, McGinnis helped the Patriots reach the playoffs 8 times in his 12 seasons in New England, while getting to opposing quarterbacks a total of 78 times. Only 2 others in team history wound up with more career sacks, and no one in NFL history ever recorded more than McGinnis' 16 sacks in the playoffs.
And this is a guy who produced in some of the biggest games they ever played. When they played the Eagles in that Super Bowl, they wanted somebody to spy Donovan McNabb. Who'd they pick? Willie McGinnis. When they played the Rams, they wanted somebody to beat up Marshall Faulk. Who'd they pick? Willie McGinnis. You know, when they wanted somebody to rush the passer with his hand on the ground, they picked Willie McGinnis. Because he had these unique set of skills.
Man, I don't really think there is a Patriot Hall of Fame without Willie McGinnis.
McGinnis' time in New England was highlighted by 4 Super Bowl appearances, winning 3. And a long list of signature moments, like his game-clinching goal line stop at Indianapolis in 2003.
The handoff to Wedger is good.
He is stopped! He is stopped! Willie McGinnis made the stop at the 1-yard line!
At a clutch sack versus the Colts the following fall.
Here's the rush by Willie McGinnis. He sacks him back at the 30-yard line.
In January of 2004, McGinnis tied the team's single-game record for playoff sacks with 3 against Tennessee on a frigid Saturday night at Gillette Stadium. 2 years later, while making what proved to be his final appearance in Foxborough, Willie set a new standard, which remains unsurpassed, with 4.5 sacks in a wild card win over Jacksonville.
I remember his last sack. I was on the sideline. His last sack, it was 4.5 or 5, whatever it was. And he just runs off the field and is like, that's it. That's all. I'm good. 5 sacks is good in the day because the game was in hand. And I'm like, sometimes you know you're in a zone and you know you've put up just some sick, crazy numbers and you call it a day. And that was the moment I saw Willie get that last sack. And he was like, you know what? That's it. They're done. They're beat. I'm out of here.